You know what? In better news, gallery night and day is tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. Jordan DeChambre from the Historic Third Ward Association joins us. Jordan, thanks for taking the time. How has gallery night and now the Saturday evolved through the years?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's been around for more than 40 years, which I think most people don't realize. And, you know, this is an event that was originally run by the Easttown Association. And probably close to 15, 20 years ago, that switched over to the Historic Third Ward. And we've really taken the lead on this event. But I think that there is a misconception that gallery night is mainly just in the Historic Third Ward, which is not accurate. There are so many amazing places to visit, everywhere from Walker's Point all the way down to UWM, and of course, the Historic Third Ward, but just lots to see throughout the city.
Yeah, and how have you seen, you know, working with your partners and your sponsors and your members, like, how have you seen the impact change through the years? It used to... I think, you know, everyone wants to sell art,
of course,
but it's a
course.
Showcase opportunity for these galleries as well, right?
Is. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the trend that we've really seen emerge is Friday night tends to be the night when everybody goes out to explore. So you're trying to discover new art and artists. You're maybe being introduced to certain forms of art for the first time. You're meeting gallerists. You're understanding the motivation behind why they're putting in their galleries, what they're putting there. Or maybe you're checking out a really cool pop-up event. Saturday tends to be for the buyers. You know, you've taken a look on Friday. You can't get something out of your head. You
get
have to
deal
have this
done.
Piece.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
There
right.
You go.
So Saturday, and that isn't true for everybody, but that is the biggest trend that we've seen emerge. And I think also that galleries don't so much look at this anymore as a, we have to sell out our gallery for this to be successful.
Yeah.
If they find one person who hasn't discovered art before and suddenly has found an appreciation and become inspired by something, that makes everything worth it.
Yeah, I just love that everything becomes a gallery on gallery night.
Yes.
And you have people who are like business owners who are supporting these artists and showcasing their work.
100%. And that's the thing. When I came on at the association about 2.5 years ago, the biggest thing, I used to come to gallery night when, I mean, early 2000s. So back before the Historic Third Ward is how we know it today,
sure,
right?
Yeah, sure.
And but I remember the coolest thing about it is you would kind of stumble into some sort of a studio and there would be this amazing art show in somebody's condo. Right? Like just randomly.
String bass playing music.
Exactly. But and now, so I thought, how do we kind of bring back that magic again in addition to all the amazing galleries that we have? And that's really when the pop-up activations came into play.
Yeah.
So that's when we started seeing places like Leela and the Journeyman Hotel and Terrasol Dispensary and Likewise Coffee pop up and say, you know what, we're going to host artists in our space. I mean, my gosh, we have Skylight Music Theater performing out in the mid-block on Broadway as part of the Milwaukee Theater Week Best Seats promotion.
Yeah.
So, you know,
the Marshall Building is amazing,
right? Oh, my gosh. 22 galleries
alone. Yeah.
I know. That alone can be your night.
Yeah.
It's really become a community-centric event that's about commerce, but also just exploring all that the neighborhood has to offer.
Absolutely.
When we come back, which well-known restaurant is coming to the Third Ward? I know there's been some buzz around it. I'm going to see if I can get some insight from you. Jordan DeChambre from the Historic Third Ward Association. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. As always on Thursdays, honored to be joined by Steve Glenn, Martin Moore. Jordan DeChambre from the Historic Third Ward Association joins this morning as well. So 333 Water, new tower, 31 stories, beautiful riverfront space. Lots of buzz in recent days and the last week that a new, everyone's saying, well-known restaurant is coming to the Third Ward, to that riverfront space. Jordan, what do you know? Anything?
You know, if I knew anything at all, Jeff, I would tell you. I truly don't. The only thing I know for sure is that it's a spectacular space.
Yeah.
And that whoever does take it will be incredibly lucky because, my gosh, the views, that building, what a location.
Yeah.
So we're excited to learn more.
Very good. All right. There's a handful of bigger restaurant groups that could make it happen and maybe a relocation from another place in the area. It will be interesting to see who fills that space for sure.
Well,
I've seen some new murals going up in the Third Ward.
Yeah, yeah. What,
tell us all about that.
Absolutely. So we have four new large-scale outdoor paintings that are being unveiled tomorrow night in the Third Ward.
Okay.
This is in conjunction with MIAD, who's celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. So we're very excited. Every one of the artists is a MIAD alum or current student. We have a piece that is actually Gertie the Duck that was just on Cafe Benelux this morning. So really, really beautiful pieces, adding some color and inspiration to the ward. And, you know, we can never rest on our laurels. We're, you know, voted the number five best arts district in the U.S. by USA Today. We have to make sure that we are staying relevant, that we are always staying on top of you know, making sure things are fresh and cool in the ward. And, you know, we're very lucky to have MIAD with us as our partner.
And those public-private partnerships to power public art in the area are truly important. And the organization does a great job to bring those forward.
Yeah.
All right. All the best with Gallery Night and Day tomorrow and Saturday all around Greater Milwaukee.